They're loading into the barriers. Moods, Mytho, Rog, and the Rain Man. And they're underway for Moody on the Mic.
Not just any old edition of Moody on the Mic. This is the Ladbrokes Cox Plate edition. I'm Roger Aldridge. Joining me, they always do, Peter Moody, Anthony Mithen. The I could not be more excited resident Rain Man. We know he's going to throw that one at least once this episode. It's his favourite week of the year. Moods, the big breaking news overnight. Frankie Dettori suspended for the Melbourne Cup Carnival. And you have subsequently scratched Spanish Mission from the Melbourne Cup because Frankie wasn't going to be able to ride him. I assume that's what's happened.
Yeah, no, well, obviously Spanish Mission went out in sympathy with Frankie. So unfortunately, he's out for the Spring Carnival Spanish Mission, and I would suggest he's probably retired. I haven't had that officially confirmed from the ownership group, but certainly out from the Spring Carnival. But listen, disappointing. I'm not sure if Frankie had rides during the Cup week, but it would have been nice to see him on his Johnny Farnham tour, his farewell tour, the first of probably 10 over the next 10 years that we'll see. He's retired and he's unretired and he's retired and he's unretired. Been there myself once and made a comeback. But listen, Rog, I think all the roads lead to Moonee Valley Friday night and Saturday. And obviously it's a big occasion. Rain Man's been out there folding the napkins and putting them on the table. That's why he's 10 minutes late to the show tonight. And, he is excited. You can see him, the big man. His glasses are fogging up. He's going to have to put the demister on his glasses. So they're just fogging up everywhere.
Right, man, this is your favourite week of the year. Are you, you're almost blushing with excitement. When are you getting down to Melbourne to really soak it in?
No, I'm not getting down till Friday this year, unfortunately. Rog used to like to spend the whole week with the Moonee Valley team, just really in the trenches, getting everything in place. But bit of business to attend to here in Brisbane, but I'm down on Friday. Big night on Friday for the Ladbrokes Moonee Valley Gold Cup. And then Saturday, for what I think is the most interesting edition of the Ladbrokes Cox Plate we've seen in a long time.
Oh!
You can make a case. I think you can make a case for 11 of them. It is a outstanding race, an outstanding edition of the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. And you're right, Rog, I couldn't be more excited.
And if anyone could make a case for 11 of them, you will in your race preview as me, Mytho, and Moods fall asleep and wait for you to finish. Hey, Mytho. Of course, the Quickster's running on Saturday as well. So it's a big day for you. Has Rainman actually, because we do have discussions after we finish recording of a week, has Rainman actually come through and sorted you both out with some good tickets, also for your families? Has he done the right thing?
Look, I've been following the, I've been tracking my inbox very close. Nothing just as yet, but we are talking Wednesday afternoon here. Geelong Cup has just been run and won. So, you know, there's still time for Rain Man, and but I want to know the more pertinent question. I'm sure our listeners are also wondering, which is the one runner in the Cox Plate that can't win, Rain Man? Which is the one?
I've decided Pinstriped is the one that I'm willing to put the line
through. Oh, poor old Enver and his crew.
It'd be a great story, but there's one member of the Moonee on the Mic team. Has been invited to the Ladbrokes Lounge. We're looking after all their friends and family. But it's not Anthony Mithen. Peter Moody, though, will be in the Ladbrokes Lounge. If he decides to come, he doesn't have that many runners on Saturday. So maybe he just sends Catherine along and Moods has a home day. Maybe plays cricket.
I'm just looking forward to the call at it whenever it is, 4:30 in the Ladbrokes Cox Plate when it's... And Pinstriped, the horse from Cranbourne, like Pinker, does it in the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. And Rain Man is absolutely flying out of the race course looking for the first Uber out of there.
I think I'm going to take the field in the quarter, though. I'm going to throw Pinstriped in just in case.
There is method to his thinking, though. Of course, EJ's a big Saints supporter. Pinstriped wears the Saints Guernsey, EJ's colours, and St Kilda don't like grand finals. I dare say Pinstriped won. Why not turn up on grand final day? One horse who potentially heading to their grand final. A good track gallop for Amelia's Jewel going the other direction at Flemington yesterday. And Australia's, where are we ranking her at the moment, Mytho? But she's back on her. She's on the path to the Golden Eagle next weekend. And I dare say she's going to be very hard to beat if she has indeed overcome her issues.
Yeah, we love Amelia's Jewel, and I've downgraded her from best horse in the universe to maybe the best horse out of Western Australia this year.
that's a little comeback there. That's a little comeback.
She hasn't got much competition, has she? She was a bit plain in the old Toorak, but she can bounce back hard and just a bit disappointed to not see her in the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. That would have been exciting, but you can understand why. 10 million reasons to go up there and do what Moody did last year.
Yeah, well, it's an exact same form line as I Wish I Win, who was beaten as favourite in the Toorak Handicap, then came out and won the Golden Eagle and got Moods that big check and that free slab of 4X gold. So maybe Simon Miller, and we know Simon Miller, one of the best marketers in racing, I'm sure he'll be looking to get that the Moody precedent. And if Amelia Steele does win the Golden Eagle, get his body weight in 4X gold as well.
Oh, I actually think Simon Miller's body weight might be more than Moods's. And I also think that Simon might even like a beer more than Moods does. So he will be no doubt pushing for that sponsorship to happen. A couple of other horses after their previous runs have maybe come back to earth a little bit. Riff Rocket looked a certainty for the Derby. It got beaten on the weekend. But Autumn Angel ran down Tropical Squall. Everyone thought Tropical Squall was almost unbeatable in the ethereal, except for one man on this podcast. Moods, you gave Autumn Angel a huge push on here, and the punters that got $4.60 would have been kissing your feet on Saturday afternoon.
Well, I think I've carried the show again on these broad shoulders, Roger, and declaring Autumn Angel as my best of the weekend, and I've come through for our punters. I even got an email from our one man in Nigeria during the week thanking me, and he's wanting to push aside all that Moody on the Mic merchandise that he's received lately that Rain Man had arranged back in July for just Moody Racing, Moody Coleman Racing apparel. So, Rain Man, you don't have to rush into getting that Moody on the Mic apparel done now. It's obviously been caught at the printers, and I've sent a Moody Racing hat to my man in Nigeria, and probably get a call from our man in Kenya too. He sent me an email telling me that my grandmother had died and left me £5 million. But as long as I send him a Moody Racing hat, he'll forward it on with your bank account details, Rain Man.
Well, yeah, the floor is yours, Tom, because we have received numerous emails from the people who did win a Moody on the Mic merchandise from emailing through questions. And I've got no answers for them. So questions without notice. Moods was on the rundown. You must, I don't know, be the first time you've ever read one. What the bloody hell happened to the merchandise? Where is the merch?
I do have good news. We were caught up in global supply chain issues. As we know, post-COVID, there have been many, many global supply chain issues across the board. But I have got word from my man in China that we should have the Moody on the Mic merch in time for Christmas. You don't have to worry about just filling up your stockings. We'll have the Moody on the Mic t-shirt in your stocking ready to go for Christmas. And we might even get Moody to dress up like Santa again, like we did last year. Santa Moody, Bossy the Elf will be delivering Moody on the Mic merchandise to all our loyal fans.
We do have an attachment to a clothing giant very close to our show, and I'm sort of wearing the Rosemont Stud sponsorship equipment here, and part owned and certainly the business run by a very close friend, Mitho, on the show, and his brother-in-law from Cotton On. We might be able to, like, if it gets stuck in shipping, like if all that Moody on the Mic merch goes overboard on one of those big containers that falls off those ships, we might be able to arrange something closer to home at Geelong, Rain Man. You never ever know if you never ever ask.
Ooh, race seven's about to jump. What do we reckon, lads?
A guy in the community says he's keen on the roughie.
Do we trust him?
Well, his username is I'm a Real Big Stats Guy.
Say no more.
Connect, banter and follow tips with a community of like-minded punters only in Ladbrokes communities. Ladbroke it. T's and C's apply and available on website. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Let's kick things off for our weekend preview. Friday night, it used to be Ladbrokes Manukato Stakes Night. That's been shifted to the Saturday. Moonee Valley Gold Cup is the feature race on Friday night. One for the stayers. It has been a little bit of a form race for a Melbourne Cup. Rayman, what's the market saying this week?
That's the Ladbrokes Moonee Valley Gold Cup this year. Rog, Luna Flair heading towards the Melbourne Cup is the favourite, $3.70. Val Declare, a former Melbourne Cup winner, was outstanding last start in the Might and Power on the second line of betting at $4.60. Future History, another horse on the path to the Cup at $7, along with Cleveland. A really open race here. A lot of the fancies have drawn a little sticky. I think Future History is going to get a long way back from barrier 13. So I can understand why the market has come here for Lunar Flare. Looking for one each way here, though. Knight's Order, $34 to win, $7.50 the place. Hasn't fired in his two race starts his preparation, but he gets out to his preferred trip now, getting out to 2,500 metres. We know he'll roll along in front with Jordan Childs in the saddle. He's suited to Mooney Valley. The Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Botstable absolutely flying at the moment. He's just as tough as they come, Knight's Order. So in a really open race, at $34 to win, $7.50 the place, I'm happy to back Knight's Order each way.
I'm actually quite keen on the favourite here in Lunar Flare. Drew a bit of luck, she was, and I think she might be able to get it this race. It sets up pretty well for a nice gate. In good form, that Turnbull run was really nice. So she looks to be building very well toward a Melbourne Cup tilt after she was controversially scratched last year. Goes well at the Valley too. So that's always a good box to tick because it is a tough track for a lot of horses. And I think the favourite will get the job done for us in the Ladbrokes Mooney Valley Gold Cup on Friday night.
I'm with Future History. I thought just hasn't done anything wrong this preparation. Wide barrier is a bit of a concern, but got plenty of time to find his feet over the staying trip of 2,500 metres. So Craig Williams in the saddle. Future History, good run last start. Likes the Valley, been there twice for a win and a second. That'll do me.
Yeah, listen, I thought Lunar Flare was terrific her last run at Flemington. I thought she got through the line very strong. I just think that form line's a little bit stronger than Future History, who led and controlled, just not sure it'll get the same run here. So I'm with Lunar Flare. Vow and Declare was very good the other day. Could this old boy be on his way back? While between drinks, but nah, Lunar Flare on top.
On Saturday, the first of the Group 1 races is the Ladbrokes Manicato Stakes. Back onto the Saturday, as I mentioned, and Rayman, it's not much of a betting race, but we do get to see the horse that Moods has declared as the best sprinter in Australasia, if not the world.
Yes, she's absolutely in Peritrees, and no surprises. She's a dominant $1.45 favourite with Ladbrokes at the moment. I Am Me, $7. Buenos Nachos comes out of the Everest. He's $7.50. Uncommon James, $8. But this could be a bit of an exhibition gallop for Imperatrice, the way she's going this preparation. Her two race wins have just been something to behold in the McEwen Stakes and in the Moyer Stakes. And the scary thing for her rivals is that she'll be better suited over 1,200 metres. We went into her first run, not sure if 1,000 metres was her go. Then into her second run, there was question marks whether she wanted 1,000 metres again. So now she gets out to 1,200 metres, drawn ideally barrier 4. She's very, very good, this mare, and I think she'll be winning again.
There's no need to repeat exactly what you just said, Roman, because they're the same notes I had. I think it's just a matter of how far.
Yeah, I suppose I'm just going to make things a little interesting by throwing out the scenario. Well, it's hard to, though.
Motion!
Has she come back? 1,000-metre sprint job. You know, that's probably they stretched her out to a mile when she was back in New Zealand. I'm to see the look on your face, Peter, and I understand. I'm tipping her on top, and she should just go and brain them. But Moods can talk to this. 1,000-metre horse versus a horse that sort of builds into those sprint races over 1,200. Different training techniques, or am I just putting a bit of mayo looking for something to beat her?
Yeah, you're putting mayo, I think, just for something to beat her, particularly amongst this lot. You know, crikey. We saw, I would have thought probably the only horse with some hope was Uncommon James, and then he's got to come off that brutal run behind Asphora last start. And we saw what Imperatrice did to Asphora, who was absolutely low flying. I thought she would have been $1.10 to run the Quinella here, Asphora, and she stayed at home where Henry Dwyer decided he'd rather win another race than run into Imperatrice again. So, I seeing is believing. She's dead set low flying. I think a big, strong I'm Invincible mare, I've got no doubt she probably is, better at 1,000, 1,200. We've certainly learnt that time she's been running, the sectionals have been phenomenal. But the way she's been strong through the line, no doubt in the world, she will improve to 1,200.
Let's move on to the feature race of the weekend, the race that we absolutely love here on Moody on the Mic, the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. Don't worry, punters. I have had a little bit of a word to Tom just off microphone, and I've told him to keep his analysis to a reasonable, decent length. Rayman, run us through the market, then try and tip us one, potentially two, but not 11, please.
It's such a good race, Rog. I'd love to go through every single horse, runner by runner, because it's such a fascinating addition to the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. Romantic Warrior, the Hong Kong superstar, is the favourite, $4. Alligator Blood, Dave Waterhouse looking to win her first ever Ladbrokes Cox Plate, would be a remarkable story. He's $5.50. Mr. Brightside, great story on Ladbrokes social media channels at the moment about Mr. Brightside and the Lindsay Park dynasty and the success they've had in the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. Gold Trip on the quick backup, $8.50. Fangirl, the star mare, $8.50. Militarize, the star three-year-old, $8.50. Victoria Road has a similar form profile to previous Cox Plate winners like Adelaide and State of Rest. And you've got the old boy Zaki, $18. Douay is a Group 1 winner at $27. King Colorado is a Group 1 winner at $27. My Oberon was very good last start and good in the Crystal Mile in this race last year. And the one horse that can't win, Pinstriped at $61. But I've got two on top in a really open race, Gold Trip and Fangirl. And it's mainly just at the price differential, because I've basically got the leading contenders all marked $6. But you're getting $8.50 Gold Trip, you're getting $8.50 Fangirl. So Gold Trip is flying. Was outstanding in the Turnbull Stakes. Very good last week with a big weight on his back in the Caulfield Cup. Brutally run Caulfield Cup, which I think will set him up nicely for the Ladbrokes Cox Plate on the quick backup. He would have gone very close in this race last year with Ethan Luck in running. So Gold Trip is on top for me. The other horse I'm backing is Fangirl. There's probably an argument to be made that she's come back better than ever, because she was outstanding the other day in the King Charles. The run before that in the Seven Stakes, she's run some of the fastest closing sectionals of the day. Kieran McAvoy set her an impossible task, and she still finished in the placings. She might be going as good as ever, and we know that she had all that form around Animo, and we know what Animo did in this race last year. So they're the two for me, Gold Trip and Fangirl, but I wouldn't talk you out of any of them, even Pinstriped at the $61.
Bit of the same in a way, but it wouldn't shock me if anyone in this field won. It's such a great race. We've been through that. I didn't lose all hope on Romantic Warrior. He was incredibly fresh in that Turnbull run, and they'll have taken that freshness out of him here. He's going to be fitter. He's going to be more acclimatised. He's the only 2,000-metre specialist in this field, but it is a field of fantastic horses. But I think Romantic Warrior remains the one to beat, and I think people are going to potentially regret just putting the line through him after that Turnbull Stakes. But the winner of that Turnbull Stakes, Gold Trip, unbelievable. And I agree with what you said, Rayman. I think that the Caulfield Cup might set him up to win this. And I'm holding out hope that Mark Zara can get the two cups on the plate too. I'd love to see Zara Gold Trip win the Cox Plate. And then whichever ride he takes in the Melbourne Cup, I'll be all aboard, because it would be great to see a jockey do that. I've got Romantic Warrior just ahead of Gold Trip. But yeah, wouldn't shock me whoever won.
Yeah, we've been, I think we're singing off a similar hymn page here, Rog. Romantic Warrior would be my tip on top. Only that I was at Breakfast with the Best yesterday at Moonee Valley, and he was the talk of the track and wasn't there, because he turned up the day before for a private exhibit, well, not an exhibition, it was a private gallop using the course. And for those that were there, including James McDonald, who spun one round for us later, got the opportunity to talk to J-Mac about Romantic Warrior, and he said he needed to improve off his Turnbull run, but by God, has he improved. They reckon he ran home his last 200 in 10.8, which is just unheard of clock numbers in a track gallop at Moonee Valley. So if that's the case and that horse is flying and he hasn't left it on the track on Monday morning rather than getting there Saturday afternoon and performing in the Ladbrokes Cox Plate, I think we might see the real Romantic Warrior there on Saturday. Gold Trip, we've seen what he's been able to do so far this spring carnival. You can't leave him out. And rounding out the trifecta, old mate Alligator Blood will be boxing on and giving his all right to the line after being tested at that 2,000 metres last start and passing with flying colours. So that's my trifecta: Romantic Warrior, Gold Trip, Alligator Blood, Moods.
Yeah, listen, I think there's a few more that can't win. I don't agree with Rain Man there. Mr. Zaki, you know, he hasn't had the ideal preparation. Too old. Mr. Brightside doesn't run the trip. I'm in the opposite corner to you all. I think last week's horrifically run Caulfield Cup will take the edge off Gold Trip coming back 400 metres. That was unbelievably run, that Caulfield Cup. And listen, I know he's an iron horse. I know he did it last year. But I think the fact that he had a soft run in the Cox Plate and basically had an exhibition gallop won him a Melbourne Cup. So I couldn't see him winning it. He might prove me wrong, but I could not see him bouncing back 7 days off that horrendous. Got to be taken away a lot from him, that run in the Caulfield Cup where he was super. And a couple of other, you know, Militarize, I thought he was the only three-year-old with the quality to maybe bounce back with that experience around Caulfield. If he handles Mooney Valley better than he did, I thought he was the only danger. Alligator Blood. We've all had doubts at him at the 2000. He was superb the other day, and he did have a tough run in a brutally run race, which I reckon might bring him right to his peak for the 2000, where he's come to the Cox Plate last year at his first run at 2000. Now he's had that grounding. He could be the rock-hard fit horse to upset Romantic Warrior. Romantic Warrior looks superb at his work. He looked great. He will improve, but will he improve enough to beat the Blood? I'm Alligator Blood for me. I'm with the Waterhouse Bot team, rock hard fit. I reckon Romantic Warrior might have the class edge on him, but I just reckon with the conditioning that Alligator Blood's had this time round for the 2000, I think he's too strong. Militarize the wild card.
Let's head up to Sydney now for the Group 1 Spring Champion Stakes, Rayman, and run us through the market for this one because, there's a keen form race to look here.
Yeah, the Climbing Stakes is the key form race for the Spring Champion Stakes. Tom Kidden was very unlucky in that run. He's the clear favourite here. He's $2.40. Rough Attack for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, $6. But I'm taking on that Climbing Stakes form. They all finished in a bunch. I'm not 100% sold on the form. And the horse that does bring a different form into this race is the Chris Waller-trained filly Tata La Vita, who's currently $7. She was placed in the Group 1 Flight Stakes a couple of weeks ago. And just building up nicely, ran some of the closing faster sectionals in that race. Looks as though she'll be suited by the step up to 2,000 metres. So I'm just happy to take on that Climbing Stakes form. Tom Kidden, deserving favourite, just a bit short for mine at $2.40. I'm with the filly at $7.
Tom Kidden is pretty short, but also, geez, I had to go back and watch the replay just to make sure it had got out because I thought it might still be stuck in the run. Had absolutely no luck. And I think with half a bit of luck there, wins by plenty. So I think over the extra 200 metres here, it's going to set up really nicely for Tom Kidden. If I'm looking to have a small play outside the roughy, Kintyre was probably harshly done by in those closing stages of the gloaming. If he can get some momentum, good running, each way hope at $19. But Tom Kidden, definitely the one to beat.
Tom Kidden, the best horse in the race. The only worry is the barrier. Drawn down on the fence, he's a big horse who needs a bit of galloping room. As we've seen, when he's got galloping room, he's clearly better than the rest of them. They won't be giving him any favours either from one. So he's going to have to make his own luck and bullock out at some stage. And Adam Hieronymus is going to have to be pretty brave at some stage. I'm sticking with him because he's the best horse in the race. And I'm not going to bet that he gets bad luck and loses. But I'm probably a stay out, really, and keep my money in my pocket that race.
Yeah, well, I'm pulling it out, mate. You know what's coming out of the back pocket? The pineapple.
The pineapple.
The pineapple's arrived. The pineapple.
It wouldn't be your wallet.
The pineapple and the who cares, but one of these will walk away with a G1 beside its name, but I've got no idea what it is.
With the Ladbrokes Cox Plate Carnival fast approaching and the most anticipated Ladbrokes Friday Night Lights season yet, it's time to become a Mooney Valley Racing Club member. Unlock a world of benefits, including a free drink and race book at every race meeting, access to the members' reserve, a new race for awards program, and more. With prices starting from just $195, it's the best value racing membership in Australia. Get closer to the action. Become a Mooney Valley Racing Club member today. Join now at thevalley.com.au.
Let's go to the best bets now. Rayman, you kick us off as you usually do, please.
It's an outstanding day of racing at the Valley on Saturday, but I'm going to Randwick for my best bet. Randwick race 4, number 8, sequestered for the Godolphin Stable. 2 wins from as many starts as preparation. 4 race wins from an 8-race start overall. Just keeps on winning this mare. Been really well placed by the Godolphin team. Finds herself another really nice race here on Saturday. You're getting $3.20 at the moment, which I don't think will last. I think she's going to start a very clear favourite. We'll get every luck in running from Barrier 5 with Adam Hieronymus in the saddle. So that's Randwick, race 4, number 8, sequestered.
I'll give you a bit of think time there, Rog, because you've still got to work out your best bet, and I've got to go. So I've got two for you, and we're going to keep the footballer theme rolling, rocking and rolling. After Brucey Doyle got the prize last week in the Caulfield Sprint there, what a champion he is, Brucey Doyle. Then Bew's got the job done at Seymour the next day. We've got two running for us in the Rosemont Alliance on the weekend. Brian Crowley, Crackers Keenan lines up well in the market and will probably start shorter than his $7 Ladbrokes quote at the at the moment, I reckon. He's bold, front-running, trained by Gay Woodhouse. That's where you expect him to be, and he will give you a hell of a sight. He's come on since his win the other week, and Keenan can get the job done in the Brian Crowley. And then to the Red Anchor, the last on Ladbrokes Cox Plate Day, a very exciting horse called Schwartz. He spun around the valley yesterday morning with J-Mac up. He came back and gave me the eyebrow raise and said he is a good horse. He's quoted about $4.80 in your Red Anchor market, and he'll be winning. He's my best for the weekend anywhere around Australia. Schwartz, the ox. The earth is patient. No, how's it work? The ox, the earth is slow, but the ox is patient. I don't know.
Probably about time you left, Mitho. Congratulations. Well done. You've been outstanding. Enjoy your little break. I'm going to get my best bet down. And I found it a very tough day. And I'm going to go with a very tough race. But I think a horse that was unlucky not to win a Group 1 last start and I think should be ready to rock and roll here. And that is the Tony Gollan trained Antino. It's a small field in the Crystal Mile, race 5. But I think Antino should be able to navigate the valley very, very nicely. And I think at $2.90... will be able to upset Tuvalu, who's currently the market favourite. So I'm going to go Mooney Valley, race 5, number 4, Antino in the Crystal Mile.
Pretty quiet weekend for the little boutique stable. Heading to the valley Friday night, we've got She Dances, who's the short price favourite in the Chautauqua Stakes, race 5. She maps well, looks like a nice race for her. 1,200 metre record is very, very good. I expect her to go very close to staying on her winning ways. In the very next race, the JRA Cup, we have Red Sun Sensation terribly in at the weights for his rating. Not 100% sure that he'll take his place. He could even stay at home and have a sleep in Friday night. Then we head to the Valley on Saturday. Two runners there in the Crockett Stakes. We've got a nice filly called Paradise City, 2 for 2. Unfortunately, she's drawn a bit sticky, number 11. She's going to need a lot of luck from barrier 12 from this start, but hopeful that she might be able to settle back and find the back of something. She'll be strong through the line. And I'm going to throw you one at value here, and Mitho skipped over it. He actually is a part owner of this filly. Race 6, horse 11, Quickster. A maiden filly taking on stakes perform fillies in the Point Motors Fillies Classic. I think she'll be about 40 to 1, 33, 40 to 1, Rain Man, Quickster.
46 was the win, 950 the place.
Well, punters, I'm throwing one out there. Have something a little each way, Quickster. Race 6, horse 11. I think she's a damn good filly. She lacks experience against the opposition, but she'll be getting home at a rate of knots, and I expect her to run very, very well for the team. So She Dances, the best of ours on Friday night in the Chautauqua Stakes. But throw Quickster in your multiples, and I presume it mightn't quite be a quaddy leg by the looks of it, but throw her in your multiples a little each way, race 6, number 11 on Saturday. Good luck, good punting. Australia's greatest weight for age race, the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. Let fast horses run fast.
Ladbroke it.